Now, in the studio, one of my oldest friends in the world. We're still buddies, aren't we?
I'm sorry, what was your name?
Yeah, Marc Maron. Right now, his new CD, Falling Off the Bone, is available in stores. It's available out through the mail. I see it on Comedy Central.
Yeah, you can buy it at stores. Whatever your favorite way to buy my CD is.
www.toddberry.com.
Yeah.
Is that it? And you're going to be at Caroline's the 23rd and 30th of this month
yeah.
and tonight, or this weekend, at the Laugh Lounge
yeah.
downtown.
Downtown Lower East Side, Essex Street.
Yeah, is that a good place?
It is. If you like lounging and laughing.
Now, those of you don't remember, Todd Berry was on our show once before. Let's hear a little bit of that. Did you want to talk to Todd?
Nobody else did, so I thought.
Ken, what's going on?
I just felt bad for Todd.
You got buns on Milwaukee.
I was just wondering, what do I win for calling up to talk to Todd?
Wow. Yeah. You didn't tell me about this.
Oh, this is not a good precedent.
You guys are saying?
No, it's done.
You guys are, that was a sucker punch.
No, man, come on.
I had nothing to do with it.
You didn't say, hey, Todd, we want to let you know we're going to be playing a best of montage of
I would have played
the people feeling sorry for me.
You know what? I'm going to go ahead and solicit calls now just in case. 866-303-2270 if you want to talk to Todd. Berry.
I wanted to ask you, did you get a fax from my manager? I wanted to be introduced as it's funny time. I don't know if you, it's just the only requirement is that you're supposed to say it's funny time.
I don't know where that came from. I don't know why I said that.
I think it has been funny time, so it really...
It's been funny time.
In retrospect, it was the perfect intro.
So how was it? How was that show last night? That was huge.
It was huge. 200 people.
Oh, my God! Sold out!
At the Zipper Theater. It was good.
It was Louis Black, you and Geraldo?
Me, Geraldo, Louis Black, Demetri Martin, Benjamin, and Glazer.
Wow.
I know.
Big
now I'm going to start making people that move. Beatles reunion.
So, did you watch the Oscars at all?
I did, and I want to defend Jude Law as well.
I missed the whole thing.
The Sean Penn.
I got to go to bed at 7. I'm going to watch it tonight, perhaps.
It was a good moment.
Yeah?
Defending someone who was the victim of what was obviously a joke.
I heard he got really heavy-handed.
He got a little self-righteous about it. Yeah, I mean, it was pretty...
No sense. It was like, did you think Chris Rock did a good job?
Yeah, and I just want to ask John Penn, if you're listening, and you might be, I will work with you in film. I'm just talking about this one thing.
We're in a movie together. We're in that Mitch Hedberg movie.
We're in the Mitch Hedberg movie.
Los Angeles, which is apparently impossible to get anywhere.
I know. I get emails. I'm in the only movies that don't... Well, that's not true. But some movies... I'm in movies like where people email me, how do you see this movie? I don't know how you see this movie.
I know people... Because I guess on his website, on Hedberg's website, he talks about Los Angeles, but he hasn't made it available to anybody.
I know.
And I don't even have a copy of it.
I know.
Maybe I do. But I can't... There's nothing I can do. What, am I going to make tapes of it for people? Yeah, I'll make you one. I'll burn one for you.
I know. I don't even sign autographs. What am I talking?
You do, too.
I know.
How's the record selling? Pretty good.
It sold 1.9 million copies.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
1.9 million copies.
Opening day, it sold 1.9 million.
Still has time to hang out with us.
I know.
Todd Berry.
Wow, that's more stuff than Snoop Dogg.
Oh, he's lying. So what else is going on?
Nothing. But, I don't usually talk about the news because that's not really my strength, but I did page 6 in the Post. I'm kind of concerned.
What's the matter?
They were able to snag a picture of Jim Belushi riding a scooter with his daughter, and... His daughter's wearing a helmet, but Jim's not.
Wow.
He's kind of a death wish. I'm worried about Jim.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Maybe Jim took his helmet off for his kid. I don't know.
I don't know.
Maybe.
That was an example of funny time, me being...
Yeah. Todd Berry here with funny time.
I said,
calls are pouring in again, Todd.
Hey, it's not about... I don't even want calls.
Oh, really?
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I don't want calls. Are there any calls?
As
I look at the light,
303-2270 for Todd Berry. Where you been lately? Any place interesting? Have you
I was in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
For 4 nights.
Uh-huh.
Because to accommodate all the fans I have in Pittsburgh.
4 big nights?
I have to do more shows than the Rolling Stones did on their last tour there.
How'd those shows go, Todd?
They're all right. But a woman came up to me after one of them, and she... It was a good show.
Yeah.
I do have bad shows, but this was a good one.
Uh-huh.
And she goes, I just want to say, you are so much better live than you are on Comedy Central. Thank you.
Yeah.
Some people would have just said, hey, good show.
Right. But how about that one where they go, where they confuse your joke with the guy who opened for
right.
you? I hate that.
And then you have to just, that was the other guy. Like.
Oh, where's that guy? Can I meet that guy?
You're not doing the road anymore?
Yeah, I do. I was just out. I did a big sold-out show at Symphony Space. Thank you very much.
Really?
Yeah, in the Thalia Theater at Symphony Space, a one-man show. Didn't just stand up, but I did that. And I was, where was I? I went to Seattle to do my CD.
Now that kind
of... It went good. I don't know when the guy's ever going to release it, though. Now it's like it's done. He's like, it's great. When's it coming out? Couldn't tell you.
Really?
No, no, he's going to release it. He's just doing the big mixing. Don't they have to do big mixing?
Yeah, there's a lot of mixing involved in a comedy.
Got a call for Todd. Should we take it now or should we take a break? Let's say, no, let's take a break and we'll come back with Todd Barry. It's 44 past the hour, Air America Radio.
Morning Sedition.
Just wake up.
Mark Maron and Mark Riley.
I've heard about those people.
On Air America Radio.
Thanks.
Bye.
Past the hour, Mark Maron here. We're going to land this thing. That's Mark Riley over there.
Yes, it is.
Morning Sedition on Air America Radio. We got Todd Barry, comedian, provocateur.
Yeah, I'm a provocateur.
Yeah. Todd Barry's album, Falling Off the Bone, available in record stores on www.toddbarry.com. On television, you can get it. Do they have it at laugh.com, where you can get my CD occasionally?
Wow, I like the way you muscled in a plug for your CD. Hey, speaking of CDs, I have a CD also, Tom.
No, it's just this. Have you been to laugh.com?
Yeah,
it's huge.
It's a database.
Everything. It's unbelievable. They have like really weird old stuff. You're going to be at Caroline's the 23rd and 30th of
two
this
consecutive
month.
Wednesdays. You're looking for something to do at 9:30 Wednesday, 23rd.
And this weekend at the Laugh Lounge here in New York. We got a call for you, Todd. Laura in Sacramento, what's on your mind for Todd?
Oh, hey, I just wanted to say, I thought that Todd's talking about Jim Belushi not wearing a helmet was actually really funny.
Well, he was actually really funny? Wow.
I really thought it was funny. I think it explains a lot about Jim Belushi.
But all I'm focusing on is why would you say it's actually funny? You heard that this was set up as funny time, right, Laura, from Sacramento?
Yeah, I think it's just, maybe I'm just twisted, but I thought it was funny.
Guys,
you're not making things better by saying, no, you see, I'm crazy. That's why I thought it was funny.
Yeah. No. I think she was giving me an honest compliment, but you can mangle it into something.
No, I'm going
to
mangle it.
Hey, Laura, let's see if Todd will get you to hate him by the end of this conversation.
Why do you live in Sacramento, though, Laura? That's the question I want to
ask. Because of work. I'm actually from Detroit.
Do you work at a Mongolian barbecue?
Oh, see that.
No, there's a lot of them in Sacramento.
Yeah, there are, but I'm vegetarian, so.
Oh, well.
I'm recently vegetarian myself.
Are you one of those vegetarians who won't eat Altoids because they're made with gelatin?
No, I'm not that extreme.
Well, then you are not a vegetarian. Because that's equivalent to eating a steak dinner.
Oh, right. God.
You should go to the Mongolian barbecue.
Okay, so now are you going to... He's not funny anymore, is he, Laura?
She's laughing nonstop. Okay. Not only am I funny, I'm actually funny.
Uh-oh.
Thanks for your call, Laura.
Thanks, Laura.
That's it.
She was nice.
She was very nice. It's something note to self, don't call radio show again.
I tried to give the guy a compliment. Massacre.
Is there a lot of Mongolian barbecues in Sac?
Yeah, and there's people... You never been to one?
Well, I've been to Sacramento a couple of times.
You don't go to the Chili's instead of the Mongolian barbecue.
There's a Chili's right by that club.
I know, but there's also a Mongolian, but where people, they say no packing. You fill a bowl with vegetables and frozen meat.
Yeah.
And then they have these guys who have the most boring job in the world just kind of stirring it around on this flat grill. But hey, no packing, but people like, they have a no packing rule.
Oh, so you can't cram it?
Yeah, but people violate that rule.
Have you packed?
Hey, no.
Okay. So now tell me about this this tour that you just did. You were playing rock clubs?
I did rock clubs. I did a six-night, I should face everyone. I did a six-night, I'm the worst. I did a six-night tour of rock clubs.
Wow.
Six nights in a row, people.
Uh-huh.
It's the most grueling tour.
So you were doing rock clubs, and that's like, I guess that's better because people come to see you.
Right.
Are there expectations different? Who opened for you?
I had various bands. I had in And Nashville had a band. You know the television album Marquee Moon?
Of course, yes, great album.
They played the entire album. They played side one before I went on and side two after.
Was that because they were like, we're just opening for a comedian. Let's just do this. This will be easier.
Let's
no
just learn an entire album.
Yeah. So, but, oh, come on.
It's
you
fun
did that record, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. Okay. Yeah.
But so when you do a rock club, are the crowds like, do they treat you like a rock star?
Well, they're standing, which is kind of interesting.
That always bothers me. You have no problem with that. We did that gig in Brooklyn. You know, when people are standing up, I'm like, okay, so this will only take a few minutes.
I know. There is a guilt. You know? I don't even like standing for rock shows.
Yeah,
I basically don't like standing.
when you do standing,
I might buy a wheelchair.
So what do you think about this? You were just reading the paper, and this killer in Kansas.
No, I just noticed his new, because everyone's saying, he's a shocking.
Yeah.
But his new picture, that new mugshot, he kind of looks like a killer in this one.
Yeah, yeah. The, the new headshot is definitely killer.
Yeah.
If you're looking to cast a killer, this is the guy.
The other one was like, they got the wrong guy. But that was like his ID badge from work or something.
Yeah. From ADT. He used to work for the security company.
Yeah. Oh, that gives me the creeps, because I got ADT at my house. And just to know that guys like that are like the people that you're supposed to be trusting to, you know, to rig your house up properly.
Cable installer.
Oh, my God. So are you a voice on some cartoon?
Oh, yeah, I'm on Romulox on Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
Are you regular at that?
I've done two episodes.
Whoa, that's regular.
Is that a new thing?
I did them a while ago.
Oh, but you're on there.
I'm on it, and that DVD is selling a lot.
Is it?
Yeah.
Does that mean that you get
I get Zippo.
Good for you.
Yeah, I don't know. Somewhere in the contract
who or what is Romulox?
You know, he's like a bad guy, a monster. It's sad because I did it and kids come up to me. Yeah, kids.
Yeah, kids that are
30. I do only all ages shows at American Legion Hall.
Kids come up to you who are 30.
Who are 35 and
horror rim glasses and their windbreakers.
What is that? What character do you play? And then I tell them, and they go, what is that? And they either know it or they go, what is he? And I go,
I've only watched it once or twice.
It's a good show.
The French fries, a hamburger. And
Yeah.
What does it sound like, Romulus?
He sounds like me. Any voiceover I've ever done, they go, just do your own voice. I can do characters.
That's
my woo-woo-woo character.
Do you just, I'm just old school Todd. Yes.
I did that. I was on Dr. Katz. You were on Dr. Katz.
I was on Dr. Katz, but not regular, just me being me.
What's that?
He just gave me a signal that means that you're almost done.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I mean,
we
were just starting to loosen up, weren't we?
I think it's sad for people driving in the cars who are now realizing that funny time is almost over.
The funny time's over, and that you're actually funny.
I know, Max.
My mother heard that from her sister that I was pretty extraordinary at my one-man show.
People love to soften their compliments.
Yeah, I know.
I think she should have said that Jim Belushi thing was the funniest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Oh, yeah, wow. And to buy your album at www.todd.com.
You can't actually buy it through my website, but you can visit my website. But I do appreciate the multiple hits I'll be getting. The spike. When I check my stats.
You do check, how many times a day do you check it?
I'm just thinking how many this morning.
Todd, we're going to let you go. Yeah, you're going to be at the Laugh Lounge this week downtown Manhattan.
Last time I was on for like 4 hours on the show.
There's our liberal agenda from the Streisand compound. But hang out though, let me read this.